Welcome to this Frequency Matters podcast. I'm Pat Hindle, and today we're going to cover the status of Open RAN, plus discuss the challenges and opportunities to network disaggregation. Here to discuss this with me is Joe Barry, Vice President of the Wireless Communications Group at Analog Devices. Welcome, Joe.
Hi, Pat. Thanks for the opportunities. Very exciting topic, too, I think we're going to discuss today.
So Open RAN's been a hot topic for the last year or so, and we're seeing a lot of companies designing Open RAN compliant systems and subsystems. Can you tell us about the potential and trials of Open RAN from both a business and technology perspective?
Yeah, great question. Start with the business perspective and with the potential. I think, you know, when you look at the potential side, it's really anchored around what I see as increased innovation. And, you know, with more companies participating, it increases the scope, the pace and depth of that innovation. And really, I think it helps to, you know, realize the vision that 5G has set, you know, the lofty vision that 5G has set out for itself. You know, that's based on, from a business perspective, on more vendors can create more stable and vibrant markets. I think that's an established kind of principle. Things on the business side to watch out for, you know, I think we all, in terms of how we participate in the ecosystem, have to recognize that, you know, no single supplier can be successful in kind of, you know, just doing their part. It really requires this co-innovation, co-create, creative type approach to the delivery of the systems that are required to help, you know, get over the adoption that's required in the supply chain for this type of technology. The other thing I would highlight is that with, you know, any disruption in ecosystems and markets like this, you know, that disruptive ecosystem like ORAN needs to mature quickly. And I think that maturity is centered around, you know, growing the confidence behind the technology that it brings to bear on some of the 5G kind of missions. So from a technology perspective, I think, you know, what can be achieved with Open RAN is a more nimble network. And what I mean by that is Open RAN can respond, more, I think, more quickly to the requirements around new products and new solutions, new services that 5G can offer. It can offer more robust security around the network with the standardization and engagement level that's happening in the ecosystem. I'm confident that we can end up with a more secure network. I think on the technology side, things to watch out for are, you know, based around, you know, anything to do with an open disaggregated standard around hardware and software is really ensuring robust interoperability between the different components of hardware and software that are required to build a network. And the other piece, I think, which we are making very substantial progress on is getting to very stable and comprehensive standards that help to underpin the technology.
So what are the critical next steps that are needed to deliver on the promise of 5G and open networks?
Yeah, I think about this question, Pat, in three ways in terms of kind of a roadmap. And think about it in near term. And what I classify near term is now we're in what I call the startup period, which I think we'll, you know, we've probably 1 year into it. We have at least one and a half more years left where we start to see ORAN standards firm up, the interoperability issues that are being identified get resolved very quickly as the ecosystem learns how to better optimize the interoperability. We start to see a lot of operator buying groups emerge. And then in terms of the ecosystem, you know, multi-party supplier ecosystems are forming. And I think that will help in terms of simplifying how the solutions get developed and ultimately deployed in the field in terms of the network. And then in terms of the foundational underpinning technology, we're starting to see, you know, the first dedicated silicon ASIC solutions that are becoming available that will deliver on the requirements at the kind of technological level in terms of power consumption, cost. And, you know, ADI is certainly doing its part in terms of that effort in delivering ASIC solutions for an open radio access network. Then in the more medium term, I think we start to enter into the expansion phase, which I see emerging around 2023 onwards to 2025. And I think that's where you really start to see significant movement by legacy operators in terms of deploying at scale this type of technology. Start to see more maturity in the ecosystem in terms of supplier stabilization. You start to see at the foundational technology level, you know, second generation of investments in the silicon and ASIC technology required to support these networks. And then I think you start also on top of that capability, you start to see new innovations that are realized in terms of some of these revenue opportunities that the MNOs are talking about currently. And then finally, I think you'll start to see, you know, we typically think about infrastructure in terms of how it's used by consumers. But I think the private network aspect of 5G and how ORAN can play its part in terms of accelerating the deployment of private networks, I think we'll start to see that really gaining some momentum in that kind of medium term. And in longer term, you know, beyond that, obviously, aspiration is that ORAN will become, you know, the de facto standard for network deployments in kind of in terms of 5G. You start to get into kind of the maturity of the, you know, third generation ASIC technology and products that are required. And then, you know, the I think the end goal here is, you know, when you look at the revenue and the monetization of revenue opportunities for the operators, because ultimately it's through that revenue that we're going to see continued investment in build out of the network and the network infrastructure. So I think you'll start to see substantial new opportunities for the operators in terms of revenue and then in terms of capital investment back into infrastructure. And obviously at that point, we'll be moving from 5G kind of preparing, you know, looking at what's coming in terms of 6G requirements.
Yes, the way we'll look at networks will definitely change. What are the biggest changes and opportunities resulting from network disaggregation, and how do they affect the players in the industry?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the changes, I would say they'll be transformational. And, you know, we're seeing that, you know, what I'm seeing is really, really exciting opportunities for the industry around this whole concept of disaggregation. And, you know, when you start to disaggregate the hardware and the software, you know, the options that are available and the flexibility that's available for operators really, you know, is really enhanced. And I think that, you know, when you couple that with the options that the operators have in terms of bringing, for example, the best in breed types of products and technology, it really helps to kind of, you know, accelerate the possibilities in terms of the use cases that the operators want to achieve. The other thing I would say is Open RAN networks, you know, lets more partners contribute. And I think it's true that wider scope of partner contribution to ORAN that you start to see this acceleration in how we innovate, how we co-create and create disruptive capabilities and technologies in 5G applications around, for example, IoT, private networks, some consumer applications, you know, some of these virtual and augmented type user experiences, for example. I think, however, though, the big opportunity for ORAN lies in its, you know, the ecosystem's ability to lower the total cost of ownership for the networks through, you know, focusing on how we get to economies of scale, delivery of the kind of software flexibility and cloud infrastructure that's required. And, you know, from an ADI perspective, you know, we believe we're playing our part in that through, you know, really having a mindset focus on how do we actively participate in creating a vibrant ecosystem through, you know, the partnerships and the collaborations that we're doing, for example, on the radio side. Because if you look at an Open RAN network, you know, it's a virtualized network, and you can argue that the core, the digital edge, you know, digital unit edge, all of that can be virtualized or cloudified. But essentially, when you get to the radio, which is the bridge between, you know, that virtualized network and the real world, that still cannot be virtualized. So it's still a very important component of bridging between the physical world and the virtual world. So we're really focused as a company on how we play our part in that change that's required and that transformation that's required, and how these radio units are delivered into an open RAN type network. I think if the industry can execute to some of these goals and ambitions that we've set out, I truly believe that we can enjoy kind of an unprecedented and accelerated innovation in 5G. And, you know, the mission and vision for 5G, I think, you know, can really truly be realized, and in a much shorter time frame maybe than many would have thought, you know, a few years ago.
Yeah, big changes like this often feel like they're impossible to overcome, but once you get going, they happen much faster than you think.
Yes.
Are there any specific effects at the device level that Analog Devices is seeing, the way you approach things and the way you develop products?
Yeah, so there's a couple of challenges. You know, part of the disruption with 5G in terms of disaggregation and ultimately Open RAN is, with a broader ecosystem, broader set of players, you move away from the more traditional suppliers that, you know, have created closed network systems. So part of the difficulty there is when it comes to, for example, developing radio units, if you look at the demands on 5G radios, you know, it's pretty intense in terms of, for example, radio SKUs. And you look at how new spectrum keeps coming online, you know, wider and wider bandwidths are required. Some of the challenges that you get in some of the news, like for example, C-band and co-location, where you're putting any new radios close to existing 5G or 4G radios. You know, there's many, many kind of challenges there. And what we're trying to do is develop radio technology that obviously, you know, addresses the challenges of radio skew, radio mix, can be software upgraded to adapt to, you know, changing standards. Also focused on, you know, simplifying radio design, because, you know, at a broader ecosystem level, you know, part of the challenge in the industry is there's a scarcity in radio expertise. And, you know, whether it's designing small signal radios, whether it's power amplifiers, developing radio units themselves, there's a scarcity of experience there. So anything we're focused on, how ADI, in terms of the platforms and solutions that we are developing and we're collaborating with, will really allow scale and solve some of these challenges for the ecosystem to really bring, you know, a wide set of radio SKUs to the market very, very quickly.
Well, thank you very much, Joe, for taking the time to discuss the status and future of the Open RAN initiatives. Analog Devices has been showing thought leadership in this area with articles and interviews with Microwave Journal, so we really appreciate all your perspectives on this topic. Thanks for listening today, and join us next time on Frequency Matters.